101X. We've been waiting all week. It's Friday morning, and we're mighty thirsty.
Who needs a beer?
Who doesn't?
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Marty here in the studio with the brewmaster, Paul Segura. Good morning, my friend.
Good morning. Happy Friday.
Missing our guy, Brandon Hernandez, today, but we'll get to drinking some local San Diego craft beer. Want to invite everyone to the Capital of Craft Beer Fest. This is going to be on November the 8th. Live entertainment from Flash Pants. Unlimited beer sampling. Over 50 brewers going to be at the Harley Davidson Festival Grounds on Marina Boulevard. It is capitalofcraftbeerfest.com to get your tickets. Let's drink some beer.
Beer for breakfast.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
Okay, man, we've been in the middle of Oktoberfest here now for a few weeks. Mm-hmm. It started in September, still going on. And now we're going to drink a couple beers from a brewery that's been around since 2006, Lightning Brewery, one of Poway's OG beers. And since they opened in 2006, they have been brewing beer to German spec. They've been trying to use everything German, German ingredients, German yeast, and doing everything exactly the way Germans do. So it's kind of fitting that we're doing, that we're drinking beers from them in the middle of Oktoberfest beer.
The founder, Dr. James Krut.
Jim Krut.
He seems, as I learn more and more about the guy, he is a scientist of beer. Does that make sense?
Yeah, man. He's like Bill Nye. He goes around to bars and stuff, and he challenges people to like ask him science questions. Oh. Okay, our first beer is called Biergarten Helles. And this beer comes in at 4.3%. Helles, the word literally means like light or bright in German, and because it's a light colored beer. Mm-hmm. It's straw colored. They're usually highly carbonated. They usually have, and I say usually, my favorite Helles beer in the world is Augustiner Helles. I just love it. This one is very similar. It's light, clean, refreshing. It has that slightly toasty, that biscuity-like flavor. But this one is a little bit more acidic in the finish. It makes it a little easier to drink. And also, I think the hop bitterness and hop flavor is a little higher.
Gonna play the dumb guy once again here on this segment. Do you guys add the bubbles? I'm thinking like I have a soda stream to make a carbonated drink at home. Do you have a tank that spits it in or pulls it out or it goes bigger bubbles and smaller bubbles?
That's a great question, and you've never asked that. So oftentimes with German beers, the fermentation creates natural carbonation. So if you cap the fermenter and not let that CO2 escape, it naturally carbonates the beer. It's called spunding. Sometimes if it's not carbonated high enough, you've got to infuse a little bit in there to get it up to where you want to be.
Mind blown.
Which is why I like the natural carbonation.
Yeah, okay.
The second beer is called an export style lager or Pilsner, and this is kind of a German like intermediate lager. And what I mean by that is like the ABV is slightly higher. This one's 5.5. Usually there's a little bit more maltiness, a little bit more flavor. And when you drink it next to the Helles that we just drank, you get that, right? It's a little heavier. Yeah. Some say a little bit more balanced. But I get more malt usually in the export. And usually they call it an export because when it travels, the ABV helps it stay fresher longer.
They're really playing in the European style space, aren't they? They really like to lean into that. 14 beers on their board as I see it. They're the only brewery in Poway, right?
And yeah.
They've been doing it since 2006. Their Oktoberfest, the last one of the season, tomorrow.
Tomorrow.
Of course, come in your Lederhosen and enjoy sausage and their amazing beers over at Poway's Lightning Beer.
Yeah.
Our two beers again, Brewbest.
The first one was called Biergarten Helles, and it comes in at 4.3% ABV. The second one is an export-style Pilsner, coming in at 5.5% ABV.
And a quick shout-out to Jim's Motor Oil Stout. You know I'm a stout guy.
I know.
Dr. James Krut. He's come up with the recipe. He makes it in a 30 or 50 weight. Get it? Like motor oil.
Yeah.
Ha! Cheers, Paul.
Cheers, man. Support your local breweries.
All I want to do is drink beer for breakfast.
91X.
Beer for Breakfast, supported by SanDiegoBeer.News. Check out the website, click, and find out more about this segment. SanDiegoBeer.News.